Welcome to Crown Radio Station's Real Talk. I'm your host, Danny B. Get ready to dive deep into candid conversations with your favorite Christian creatives. We'll explore their struggles, how they trusted God through setbacks, and so much more. And stay locked in as we go ball for ball with today's leading Christian hip-hop artists, revealing the inspiration behind their lyrics and their journey. You already know what it is. It's Real Talk, the source for all things Christian creative with your girl, Danny B. Let's go. Man, I got Siphy the second, not the first, the second in the building with me.
Yeah,
how are you doing today, my brother?
Blessed. I woke up today and heard myself on the radio for the first time. So that was crazy. Yeah, it was like that. Yeah.
That's interesting. So where what was the plan or what station was it?
We just had this it was like an oldie station that converted to a Christian station like a month ago. I've been like, I've been in like in touch with them. And he just reached out to me last night, like randomly. He was like, hey, bro, check the radio station at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what?
Oh, so he like up with you.
Yeah. I was like, what? Okay. So I hopped on and he played me around 7:20 mm-hmm. and he had my song on the radio. And I was like, dude, this is crazy. I never heard myself on the radio.
No, that's a blessing. And look at God moving while you asleep. Hear me? So
always moving.
Always. Well, that is dope. So let's get into the conversation. So Siphy, the second, where, if people are new to you as an artist, where did that name come from?
My original name was Aaron Cypher. That was like my high school name. Okay. And, you know, so like, that's where it originated from. Mm-hmm. My first name's Aaron. And then that eventually gradually turned into, Siph. It turned into A-Siph, and then it turned into Siph. And then when I gave my life to God, I wanted to separate all my old music. And so I was like, it was really a hard decision for me, but, you know, just prayed about it and trusted like the answers I was getting. And I was like, I'm just going to separate my older music from my newer music. Just because I didn't want, not because I was ashamed of my old music, but I didn't want Christians coming in expecting something and then they get something else. So I was like, I'm just going to change it to Siphy the second. I'm reborn. And, you know, that's what it is.
I want to tell a little story this morning. It's about finding God.
Let's get into the conversation of music, right? Because you just had your album drop, man. You got 15. Am I right? 15 good songs.
15 songs. There it is. Yeah.
Listen, I featured two songs last week, I think.
On you Friday. Did?
Saturday, yes. I do Beat the
you
Block.
You got to let me know when you do that.
I will.
So I can shout you out and all that stuff.
Listen, I said, y'all need to understand, when you see an artist who done did 15 songs, you going to have to show some love. But here's the thing. Not just 15 songs. 15 good songs. 15 strong lyricism. Your journey. When I was listening to the whole album, and I listened to it a couple of times, you know, one of the things you have on there, you said, a journey of a saved sinner through Jesus and music, creating hope for heaven and anthems for God's army. And for me,
ooh,
I read that, and so when I read it, I made sure to go listen to the album after I read it, because then I was like, oh, I hear the anthems. I hear the journey. I hear
That's
the testimony.
Crazy.
I hear the reflection, right? And so then I'm like, okay, so we're just pulling back all these layers, right? As God is doing something, but also to reaffirming to people who God is, right? And look
yes.
at me. You know, amen. And so today, y'all, what we're going to do with my brother is we're going to go song by song, and we're going to
take
your brother's brain, because we're talking about a journey. And I really want you to be able to share with the listeners really where God had your heart at as you were writing it, and what your prayer and your hope is that they get from it. Because I'm going to tell you, you bless me. One thing about your music is it's eclectic, but then it has that neo soul vibe. Then it got the Christian hip hop. It almost gave me like a Q-Tip old school vibe, you know,
when
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And a particular genre of music, I thought to myself, I said, if I went to a concert, who would I want to be there? We'll get into that at the end. Cause I want you to make your own concert so we can see this in action. All right. So
I'm excited.
Let's get into track number one. And I think it's called Eulogy.
It's called Theology.
Theology. Get me right now. And so it one of the things you brought up there, you said breaking soul ties.
Glad to say that phase came and went aloha, but now the real work begins to break these soul ties.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk about how that moment in your life, what that was, and how God broke that in your life.
Yeah, soul ties. Man, soul ties are a crazy thing because you start diving into sin and mm-hmm. you start like, you know, as like the whole theme of the album, Godchild, right? Mm-hmm. It's about becoming a child again so that we can return to the kingdom of heaven, or not return, but go to the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's like dipping into this idea of soul ties is like people don't really realize like the sins that weigh on their life, because when you're a child, you don't sin like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you don't have the conviction like that, like we do as we get older, at least. And so for me, like just dipping into the idea of soul ties was more about just realizing that there is a real tie to your sin. Like mm-hmm. you can't just escape it once you let those demons in. So it was like, you know, now the real work begins to break these soul ties. Like, it's like I found God. You know, I used to think I was God because I came from a new age background. You know, I used to think all these crazy things. And then I truly find God. And now the real work begins. I have to break all of these things that I thought were saving me, but they were actually destroying me.
And as I woke up from that mad place, wiping tears from my damp face, I knew so well what I had seen, yet somehow I just can't explain. The more I tried, the more that it died. Who's the author of confusion if the Lord giveth life? Full of strife, I stepped outside and spoke a short prayer. I excelled and felt an angelic essence in the air. I looked up, saw a child, eyes vivid as the sky. Paralyzed, I asked, what is heaven like? And he replied,
it is lovely. Let's get into, it took you 2 years, right? To get the journey going. And we just started off with track one. But in those 2 years, how was God really shaping the next songs we about to get into?
Oh, that's a good one, because the very next song is Grand Rising.
I just wanna see the sunshine. I just wanna see the sunshine in life today.
Yes.
And that song wasn't even a Christian song. That's one of the older songs on the album. Wow. And this is when I was in my new age phase, and I was more in a Buddhist type of thing. Like, I wasn't really Buddhist, but I believed in Buddhist principles. So I was like into the yin and the yang and the good and the evil and like embracing them both. Yeah. So there's two sides to that song, right? And there's their beginning where it's like, I just want to see the sunshine. And then all of a sudden, it the bass drops and it. And the hook is sort of the same, but it's like, I don't want to see the sunshine. Mm-hmm. And what that song originally was called Dawn and Dusk. And it was said, I just want to see the sunshine. And then the second part was, I don't want to see the sunshine. And it was like more like embracing like the darkness. But throughout this process, God was like, he took like a whole album of mine, was like, nope, you can't release that. And then there were certain songs that he just completely redeemed. And this is one of them. So like this song, I completely changed the lyrics. And the lyrics sort of came in where it was like, don't talk about, I don't want to see the sunshine. I do want to see the sunshine throughout the whole time. And then it was like, and say in Jesus' name. And then I turned this whole thing and just made it to where it was like, it wasn't about this sun and moon. It was about the sun, Jesus. Yeah. And so that was like a big song that was like and I praise God for it, because it was one of my favorite songs, and I had to let go of a lot of really good songs that I made, because God was like, no, you can't release that to people. But I'm just thankful that he allowed this one to be one that was a transformative song that turned what started as something, but ended as something else. And it was something that honors God. So
Amen. And just being obedient, man, like just being straight obedient, because when we try to go outside of what God is asking us to do, you're going to take a longer route and you're still going to end up back to him. That's your father. You're not going to get past any other place. And when we're obedient, God will open up doors, just like you being asleep and waking into something that you didn't have to put any like extra foot into for that to take place. But the obedience, and when God rewards us in obedience, man, it's a beautiful thing. So let's get into the third track. All right. Sin.
All of these things that I wrestle with, knowing God made me well equipped. You asking me what I recommend?
Duh.
You asking me what I recommend?
Duh.
I'm the furthest thing from heaven.
Good God.
I'm outside. And so it is one part. Let me get. God put me in position that I thought I would never be. Generations looking up to me. I'm not your king. Let's get into this conversation with just not even that verse, because I'm all about. You ever listen to my radio station? I'm all about lyricism, because hip hop, you know, it's somewhere different right now. People are connected to beats, and you bring that up in one of your songs. We're going to get down to further later, but let's talk about sin and where that song came from. And then even that verse right there.
Yeah, that song is crazy. That song, it came about, it was really quickly. Like the beat, shout out to I Feel. He produced a lot of this album. His instrumental is just insane. And I sort of just, a lot of times when I write, I just sort of let what comes to me, and then like let what God, you know, a lot of times, like I know it's God because I don't even think of it. It just happens. And so like I did a little reference track and was like, you asking me what I recommend, da da da. And when I got into the verse, this was a song that I made after I got like a lot of followers and stuff, because a lot of these songs I didn't make before, I made before I had followers. And this one, it was just like, you know, I'm outside praying for discernment when I hit the scene. Like, you know, like I'm still outside. I'm still hanging with people in this scene that don't make Christian music. Like, I'm not really one to be outside like that, but I still have relationships, you know, like, when I'm out and doing things, like I have to pray that like, hey, I can't be here or whatever God's saying to me. Like, I have to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, God put me in position that I never thought I'd be. So it's just like, cause I got all these followers, and I essentially skipped steps, in my opinion, for like artists. Like I went from having zero monthly listeners to like, you know, five figure monthly listeners. And it's like, I didn't think it would happen this fast. You know, generations looking up to me. I am not your king. A lot of my fans are like middle schoolers, and they're like, wow, you responded to me, you know, and I'm not young. Like I'm 30 years old. And I don't really look at, like, I don't really idolize people like that.
Yeah.
Not anymore. So like, it's weird when I see people sort of do that to me, and you know, and that's why at the bottom of every album, it says, I'm not your idol. Cause I'm really not. So it's like, I'm not your king.
Then again, if you asking me, I might have the right intentions, but concerning that, know what the book mentions. So if I'm gonna have your attention, I'ma tell you this then. Only God can lead you, no president, no musician. And if you still begging me, wondering my position, sin is sin.
But I think more importantly, Kid Lee, I think she really made the song, honestly.
The righteous may fall seven times, the boldness coming like a lot. Stumble, I'm gonna get back up, the blood gonna wash me clean in time. I can't take advantage of his grace, I don't deserve it. I ain't perfect, but I strive to make my first.
She just came in and just did what she always does.
Let me tell you something. I had said something about her last weekend. I was like, this young lady here, if you don't listen to anything else where you go to bed tonight, just turn your sister on, because just again, like hearing both of you on a track was a blessing, but then also understanding the transparency that both of you have. And hear the transparency, but you also just know there's so much lyricism, there's so much truth to the journey, right? Because you have people, well, if we think about hip hop culture, half of it, folks are just stunting, or as the young people say,
oh my, yeah.
They be capping. And so, you know, you listen and it's not even truth. But when you heard, like when I heard that particular song, man, I was like, look at these two. Yeah. Like, it was so good, man. I was like, because I'm listening. And then it was like, I used to obsess over the wealth. Whoop-de-whoop.
I can hardly manage myself, and that's the truth. I used to obsess over the wealth. Whoop-de-whoop. Worship and felt like I was just immersed.
And I was like, whoop-de-whoop. I was like, I'm not even mad at it. That's all about delivery. But yeah, it's also truth. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't do that. So for me, I mean, yeah, I definitely, and I love that you said only God can lead you. And that's where you really, to your point, we live in such a society where social media is raising people. To your point, man. You went from zero to, you know, five figure listeners, and you're realizing they're looking for you to give them the answer of life, when we really have to go back to the word of God. I am not, I tell people, don't ask me. I'm gonna be like, it's in the Ephesians.
Yes. So I'm saying, like, you asking me what I recommend? Like, no, like, look, we're all sinners. Like, I'm not better than you just because you like my music, man. Like, you know, God's gonna put me in positions, but he's gonna put you in positions if you obey him too. Like, we all got our part to play, and I'm not the leader. He's the leader. I'm the vessel. And like, people need to understand that, especially when you start having influence. And for me, that's really important. Like, God's blessed me with influence now. And I'm like, nah, look, like, I'm only going to be obedient to him. If he told me to stop rapping, I'd be like, God, please, I still want to rap. You know what I'm saying? And then, but if he told me no, it'd be like, I can't.
Wow. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that's good right there. Because people will constantly ask, and I tell my friends this all the time. I said, what does the word of God say? And I think when people take that perspective that you're, you know, not even perspective, the truth that you're giving in that, they will get away from the church hurt. They'll get away from disappointment and people. The Bible already tells us, don't put trust in man.
I'm the furthest thing from heaven sent. Well, maybe not the furthest, but I am not him. You asking me what I recommend? You asking me what I recommend? I probably have you staring at the Nephilim. Problems only God can handle, probably would never end, friend. If you asking me, I probably send the wrong message in and at the wrong time. Have you thinking that I never...
We have to start saying, what does the word say? Because if somebody asks you about, you know, sexuality, what does the word say? If somebody
says the word say
healing, what does the word say? Because it's not about me. It's what God says. Because when that time comes, I can't get you. I can't be like, God, here go my VIP pass. Now let them in with me, by the way. It doesn't.
Nah, so I'm going to let you down. Like, I promise you, I'm going to let you down at some point. Absolutely. I don't know how, why, when, but I might release a song that you don't vibe with, or you don't, it doesn't set right in your spirit. I might say something. I'm going to let you down. Don't look. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the leader. I'm just doing what God told me to do.
Hey, man.
That's all.
So we're going to get into number four, blind faith.
Praise God for that song.
For the love, for the hate, for the sons and the faith, for the drums and the baseless break. Something to make for the ones in the basement, chasing the one that's great. Hugs and the thanks, not the funds in the bank.
Wow.
Let's get into this.
Yeah, that song, you know, that was the first Christian song I released. I got baptized 2 months later. I released that song, and I knew I had that song ready for like a year. And I knew, I was like, when I, you know, because God was working on me. It wasn't like I became a Christian and then released Christian music. God was working on me throughout, you know, and I would been leaning into this. So I already had that song ready, and I was like, this is going to be the first one. I knew it was, because it was just perfect. And I was like, all right, cool. I released it, and I was like, I'm about to go super hard. Like, I already had this album planned out. Like,
yeah,
I released it. I had zero monthly listeners. I didn't really have that many monthly listeners on my old profile, so it's not like people were coming over. And I was like, nah, I'm about, like, I have a reason now. Like, I'm about to really promote it. And so I went really hard on content, did short form.
Yeah.
And just did what worked. You know, shout out to Childlike Cece. Like, she, I seen a video of hers. Yeah, I seen a video of hers, and it worked, and it went viral. And I was like, I'm going to copy how she did it, and I'm going to do it my own way. Yeah. And then I did it, and it blew up, and she saw it. And then now we have a great relationship over it. And it's just crazy how God works. And that one, my very first song dropped, it's like my most highest played song. It's almost at 1 million plays. Praise God. And it's it's changed the trajectory of my entire life, my family's life. You know, I'm doing music full time now just because of that song.
Amen.
Yeah.
Shout out to shout out to Child Like CeCe, because I remember when I was like, every time I was on Instagram, I'm like, now what's up with Miss Ma'am in the streets, got them nails going. I was like, what's happening with this young lady? And really, here in Atlanta, they're having it again this year. I believe it's in October. Could be wrong, but it was last year, September. They have Christian Creatives. And they had Linnell Grant here. They had Wande. They had Portia Love. And in that environment, it was about creativity, but being a Christian. And to your point, watching her and understanding, okay, this is marketing at its best, right?
Yeah.
And being able to reach those who are new walking in Christ, those who are in Christ and been there for a long time. But because our world has changed, it's more flyers. It's no more hearing people in the parking lot. It is really people are looking and searching. But again, those moments like that and sharing it and being that Christian creative and being okay with, hey, you took it, you ran with it, brother. Amen. That's a beautiful thing. So shout out to that. And also in that song, I know you said this, I don't need to see him to believe in God. I want you to expand on that.
Yes. Like, that's the whole premise of blind faith. It's like, you know, you can't see them, but you can feel them. And, you know, you really, at a certain point, I've experienced, and I believe if you're really walking with God, you're going to experience a time where you really aren't going to really have a whole lot of, I don't want to say evidence, but you're not going to have a whole lot. You're going to have to just trust. You're going to have to just jump and be like, God, you know, I know God's, if he's putting you in that position, he's giving you enough to look back on and say, hey, I've done this for you, I've done this for you, I've done this for you. So you should be able to trust, but you're not going to have it right there in that second, that assurance right there in that second. And you're going to have faith in God. So for me, it's like having that blind faith is essential, because you're not going to be able to make it to the kingdom if you don't have that kind of faith in it, and if you're not tested. So I feel like you have to have blind faith, because there's going to come a point in all of our lives where it's like, oh man, I might be looking at death, like for real. I might be looking at something I'm terrified of, but God's calling me towards that. Like, God's calling me towards that, right?
Yeah.
And that's scary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, well, if God just told you to go towards that, you got to trust, like, you know. But that's where discernment comes in. That's where prayer comes in, because you got to know that that's really the voice of God, and you got to really, you know, have that relationship with God to not just, you know, to know that this is really God that's telling me to do this, and I have trust that, you know, everything's going to be okay, and then everything is going to be okay.
Amen. Because look, shout out to in the Bible, when he brought his son, he was about to sacrifice his son, and right before he did it, every time I read, I was like, Lord, you know.
Look, that's that moment. That's that moment where I'm like, I'm glad who's Abraham went through that, right? That was Abraham. Yeah, I'm glad he went through it, because I'm like, I don't know if God asked me to do that, I'd be like, God, this ain't you. That ain't you. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's the enemy.
I whoop him. But no, like, cause my kids will toss up. I got twins and stuff. So mine's a cut up. So if the Lord said, yeah, get the switches, swang, I'm all for that. But when you ask me to grab the knife, I'm like, I'll get a butter knife. I'll get a plastic one, and it'll break halfway down. I know that.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, man. You'll just see that blind faith everywhere. And just from Job to everybody else, Esther to everybody else, you see that constant, man, blind faith. So we're going to move into the next song, The Sanctuary.
I don't trip over all the disrespect, see, but I'm asymptomatic, so don't test me. All that hate will take the people out indefinitely. Could never be me, could never be me.
Don't be so comfortable, so comfortable, so comfortable, so comfortable.
So it says, don't be so comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, that song is two separate songs that I combined into one. I like the beat switches a lot, and I like the jazz element, where there's really no predictability, but, you know, it's walking that fine line of having something that's catchy, but also it's not very predictive at the same time.
Yes.
So with that song, it's like, you know, don't be too comfortable. It's the sanctuary, like, You know, I say in the second part, tell me what's your sanctuary when you live in carefree and the shame you buried. Save your complex or a savior complex for the savior. Save your times next. So don't get too comfortable. What are you resting on? Like what are you, what sin are you comfortable living in? That's just like, you know, like don't get too comfortable because your time's next and the savior is coming back. So like, what's your sanctuary? Like, is it God or is it this? Is it weed? Is it partying? Is it, what is it? Like what? So for me, and the big thing with that was I had Trev Rich on this song and he's like the biggest rapper in Colorado. You know Trev Rich?
No, but this is my first time being introduced to him on the song. So I looked him up because I was like, hold on.
Yeah. And so he's a secular artist, but he's like the guy in Colorado. And he just put on so much for this city. And I've always known I have to have a song with him, but it's never been the right time. And in this song, I was like, you know, it just was the right time. I was like, yo, man, you know, I'm making a Christian album. And we had like a small relationship. It's not anything crazy, but he's really accessible. And I'm like, hey, man, like if this is cool with you, you know, this is what I'm doing. Obviously, I wanted to be like honor God and everything.
Yeah.
And he just understood the assignment and and just did what he did. So this is a lot of the feature was like for the city, like the people out here, like people know. And it's like, oh, man. And it's cool because you see one of the biggest artists getting down on like some real godly, you know what I'm saying? Some real godly stuff. And it's just like people can see, because I'm really big on like, hey, not all of your friends are Christians.
Yeah.
You know, but we can still hang out and have godly principles together, like, and understand, have an understanding with one another. Like, hey, you know, I don't do any of that. And you know that. And it's cool. And you know, when you come around me, you don't do that stuff. And so that's what it's been like when I had a couple of artists that are secular artists, but they come over here and it's like you know, hopefully this could lead you to God and you have a little understanding of God, you know, hopefully this could lead your fans to God. And so that was something for me where I was just, it was super special for me personally and the people of my city.
No, and I think that's good. I know I had on here Briscoe, he's from Miami, but he's a secular hip hop artist. Old school, man. I'm from Florida. Mm-hmm. So he did a song, you know, just recently, and he was just talking about walking with God, but, you know, still having his faults. He's like, you gonna go to my page? And his favorite line is, it's gonna get ghetto. And he mean what he said. He mean exactly what he said, you know, but the beautiful thing is I'm watching him trust God, give himself more, you know, to the Lord, because Otis Kemp is a song he's on. He's a singer, and just watching his brother Otis give his life over to Christ, because they both used to be innocent. And so then him watching Otis and then him going to jail, but then also to watching his brother walk in Christ, man, is leading him, you know, getting on the track is leading him. This was his first time being on a Christian, you know, radio station. So it was leading him, because, you know, he's like, man, this is like, and just watching God. Yeah. You know, so I think it's a beautiful thing that you did that. And I really love that particular song too, because one part you said is, ain't nothing going to change until I stand straight. And so that even goes into, like, when you're dealing with your secular friends, like, look, bro, I see you. I've been there. I'm no better than you. I was once there. But when you stand up straight, watch what God, you'll see it through my actions, through my walk, through even the music. So I love that you guys did that. So let's get into number six. HKMF. Now, I think I know what it means. Tell the listeners what that actually means.
Hey, born of a slave to a king, but I was straight to a fling. Bada boom, bada bing, wrist repeat, 30 years down drain. Wasn't until I had my own offspring. I could truly see my childish ways. Now I hear the spirit from a mile away. Whispered in my ear, Aaron, bow down to your faith. They used to fake who I was trying to chase validation.
Yeah, HKMF, that's the newest song we made for the album. It's called He Knew Me First.
There you go.
And shout out to my boy Way. He keeps calling me on his interview. I'm like, hey bro, I'm on an interview, dude. Cause wait, he's somebody. Yeah, for real. He's like ever since I like converted, and I've been trying to find like a community out here that makes Christian music. And he's one of those dudes that he's not necessarily Christian music, like hardcore, but he's a Christian and he's never cussed in his raps and he's always talking about God. And mm-hmm. now he's seen like what I've been doing. And I'm like,
right now,
yo. And so I hit way up and was like, yo, bro, like we really got to lean in and, and do something for the city. Like, I don't want it just to be me, like, you know, and working with like people and trying to get them over. Like, you're really about God. Like, I see you going to church. I see you making these moves. Let's lean in, bro. And so now we're really tapped in. We just did a show together and we made that song. He knew me first. And he wrote that hook. Just we were just freestyling. He was like, he knew me first. And I was like, yo, right there. That's it. Because I needed some performance songs. Because a lot of these songs, like, it's hard to perform some of these songs. But I want something that I can just be like, say over and over again. And, man, praise God for him. Yeah. We're really going to be starting like a whole movement with Concrete Eden is a shoe company out here, a Christian shoe company, and then Captive Society. She's a big Christian brand in the scene, and she's actually out here as well. And we're going to be starting like a whole movement where we get different artists and different brands and stuff and come together and try to have like a festival out here and sort of bring it because Colorado is a really like progressive state, and we really want to bring them back to God. You know, they're really on that woke stuff. And God bless them. God bless them. But, you know, things are shifting. So this song was something special because of this, my dude, Way, like really me and him, it was our first song together. And
And this is one thing too, because on that particular track, man, you said, cause for me, it's like the threat of validation that was there too. And so let's talk a little bit more about validation, because not only like we going to go back to it. You went from 0 to 100 to 1,000.
So
people will seek validation in people. That's what social media is. People are looking for validation in numbers. People are looking in validation in likes. People are looking in validation with streams, but talk a little bit more about being validated by God.
I mean, being validated by God is something I feel like I'm experiencing right now. And it's so humbling. You really had to be ready for it. And you really have to have like the right heart posture for it, because like you just do. I don't know. Like, you really got to be ready for it. God's not going to bless you if you're not ready for the blessing, because he loves you too much. So I think that validation that you get from God is something that he's waiting for you to receive that validation, because he wants to validate you, but a lot of times we're just not ready for that validation. But I could speak from experience, like what I'm going through right now for the past like 6 months, and it's just been getting more intense and more intense. I've been receiving so many blessings, and I know it's from God, and I'm just like, you know, and it just makes me more humble and makes me be like, okay, like I said, I got to turn away and be like, look, I'm not your king, I'm not this, I'm not that. Like, I may have numbers, it's cool, whatever. But like, people, you know, congratulate me, whatever. I'm like, no, look, it's praise God. It's glory to God, because I'm telling you, you know, people will say, hey, it's you got to give yourself credit. And I'm like, no, I really don't, because I like, I woke up today. Like, I could not be breathing right now. I could have a broken leg right now. Like, I didn't bless myself to be able to make music like that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, no, it's really glory to God. And I think you have to be prepared to give glory to God truly to receive that validation from God, because that's where it's really coming from.
Yeah, no, that's good. And knowing that, you know, you're God's child, like he already made you. He already knew who you were. But it's like, we get so caught up in people, and that's where people get depression from. That's where people get suicidal thoughts from. And it's just like, if you just really understand who God made you and the beauty that he's placed in you, man. And then to your point, and glory to him, that's the blessing right there. So we're going to move on to the next one. The internal.
Take it all from me. I'm gonna find my way, gonna find my way back. In my late 20s, I'm still young, but way too old to buy that. Constant gossip, trying to profit off it, don't get sidetracked. It's all internal, no. It's all internal, no. Take it all from me.
This one, talking a lot about meditation, right? And then going into, it's all internal. Expound on that.
Yes. Like I said, I came from a new age background where I was really doing like hardcore meditations and like thinking I'm God and I really seen how the enemy moves, like for real. And if you watch, if anybody watches any New Age to Christian testimonies, you'll be surprised by like how all similar they are. And then you'd also be, you might be surprised at how aggressive those Christians are now, because they've really seen that side of things. And me coming from that side and now being on this side, it's crazy how many Christians don't really understand how real that stuff is, like how real like witchcraft really is, like people that grew up in the church, like it's like, no, this stuff is actually like really, really happening. Right. And it goes way deeper than what people really think. And then the people that are coming out of it, they look at Christians and they're like, why are we not like addressing this? Why are we celebrating Halloween? Like, why are we doing these things? Like, I don't think y'all understand like what y'all are really doing. And so for me, this song, The Internal, was about really addressing meditation in a way where it's like, hey guys, everybody thinks meditation is something where you should empty yourself and just let go. And I'm like, I'm a standing testament, like really, where it's like, no, that is not how you're supposed to do it. Cause I'll tell you right now, you can go to a dark place when you start emptying yourself. Mm. And if you're going to empty yourself, you better fill it back up with the truth, which is God's word. And that's the only way to meditate.
So
that's what this was about, was like, that's why I said in the beginning, you know, meditation is not meant to empty yourself, but to be filled with truth, which is God's word.
You know, you brought up some good points, especially with the New Age and them seeing it different. Cause I grew up in church and I, you know, certain things I'm like, I heard somebody say astral project. I'm like, what is that? Like really not understanding what's going on around you in the spiritual realm. And so that's like an amazing point. So we're going to move on to the next song, Forever Home.
What can come against you?
You got, is Francesca's on that one?
Oh yeah, Francesca, she's so amazing.
Yes, she's amazing. Yes.
She changed the whole album for real. Like I reached out to her and was like, I was really trying to get Tylan. I don't know if you know Tylan, but I
love Tylan. Yeah. Too.
She was originally supposed to be the first person I was gonna get on that song, but for whatever reason that day I saw Francesca and was like, I'm gonna send her this song. And I never hit her up ever, but I'm not afraid to talk to people. So I just hit her up and was like, hey, you know, here's my vision with this song. She doesn't do a whole lot of features. So I was like, hey, I'm just, hopefully you like this. And she was like, yo, I love this. And I was like, what? And so, so she just, and you could tell her heart was in that song, because I promise you that song was not called Forever Home. And then she did what she did, and I was like, this is your song now, so we're just gonna call it Forever Home, because you just did that. And
she sure did.
You know what I mean?
She sure did.
So praise God for her. She changed the album with that, with her vocals and her presence, and she's such like a very kind human being.
Yes, because I love, even in that chorus, when I'm lost, I find my hope in you, and these walls, man, are in your arms. I was just like, come on, Jesus, you just, you know, like, he was just like, I feel you, God, you know, so for that one, because I sure was like, Lord, I know you hugging me right now, amen.
Yeah.
So let's go on to the next song, Juvenile Freestyle. Get me on this one.
I cannot lie, God. God knows I cannot switch up, because I got followers now. The Instagram algorithm is a hell. Quit acting like you done figured it out. My favorite saying is good luck, because if it's all luck, then I must be a leprechaun. How I jumped in that water soon as I got out. My first song went viral, and that's just a side note. My mama just went and she put down the bottle.
So that's actually the same song as Forever Home. It's just, it was a beat switch. And me and Francesca were talking, and she's like, I think we should separate it, because, you know, I think for playlist purposes. So what we ended up doing is we released Forever Home as a single, and then I did an extended version that's out with those two combined, so you could hear it how the song was originally with the beat switch. But then for the album, I wanted to have just the banging part, because there's people that just wanted to hear that too. So I was like, I'll just separate it both completely. But it's essentially, it's when you hear what I'm talking about too, it's about like, you know, I talk about, I was outside in the cold acting like I ain't have a home. It's just a continuation from Forever Home. And then I go into my testimony a little bit of like how, you know, I got baptized, you know, like I jumped in that water as soon as I got out. My first song went viral. And that's just a side note, you know. And you know what I mean? Like my mama just went and she put down the bottle. Like that's just a side note because my mom quit drinking throughout this whole time. You know what I mean? Someone who'd been drinking her whole life.
God is good.
So God is good. So like, yeah, it's that's just really just a continuation.
No, yeah, because I definitely wrote down that verse. As soon as you just said, I was like, that's the notes I had right there.
Yeah.
So let's move into number 10, End Times. Let's talk about that because we eat up Twitter feeds like food.
Turn on the news, ain't nothing new. We eat up the Twitter feed like food. New phones, food gazing, you in the matrix. Guys,
we eat up the Twitter feed like food. Yeah, that song, shout out to Hannah Barr. She's on that song.
Yeah.
We got connected through Childlike CeCe because we did the I Don't Even Walk By Sight challenge.
Yeah.
And that was completely spirit led. Like that's how I know CeCe is completely spirit led because I knew that she didn't choose the winners based on talent. She chose the winners based on what God was telling her. Wow. And we ended up, a lot of us ended up connecting, and Hannah's one of them. And she's a really young artist, super talented, only been doing music for like a year or so, but God's blessed her tremendously because she just has that right heart posture, that right everything we've talked about. And I think God's really making her a leader in her space. Mm-hmm. And that's the first collaboration she'd ever done was that song. And I sent that song to her. And that's another song God actually redeemed because that was actually a very dark song that I made. That second verse, I really dive into like a lot of deeper things, you know, when I say, you know.
And you'll be safe. Exploitation on all fronts, the children are half naked, the music is all guns, the doctors indoctrinated, the schooling is taught what? Everyone sees the fight, but everyone's scared to...
I get into like abortion, I get into some deep things, and God redeemed that verse at least, and I used that verse for the end times, for the second part of end times.
Yeah.
And that song, I eat up the Twitter feed like food, yeah, that's probably one of the deeper songs on the album.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, y'all, make sure y'all check that one out. So we're going to go to the child's prayer part, right?
In Jesus Christ, mighty name, let your will reign forever.
One of the things that break chains of vanity from humanity and strength to endure in these last days. And so I love the break chains of vanity from humanity. We live in such a vain, just everything is what we see, and then we want what everybody got and don't even know what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
and not really truthfully know who those people are or what they're really truthfully living, right? Mm-hmm. And so what is child's prayer? Because I know it was a very like kind of smooth transition, right? What was the goal with that piece there?
With that piece, child's prayer was actually the end of another song that I just took out. The song This Walk at the end of the album.
Mm-hmm.
That was originally a different song, and at the end of that song was that prayer, but mm-hmm. I changed the song and I was like, I need this prayer in it. And mm-hmm. for me, it was just, I wanted a sort of an interlude, like just sort of a skit type of vibe where it's just like, it's bringing back the narrative of the album, which is this child. And it was after End Times, you know, it's a very emotional song by the end of it. And it's like, let's just break into a prayer.
Yeah.
And let's have this child pray for us, and let's all pray together.
Yes.
And, you know, and he addresses, you know, the end times, which is what we just talked about. So it was just really a narrative pusher. It pushed the story along and also got us into what's most important, which I think is our superpower, which is our prayer.
Amen. Talk about a superpower. So then let's get into this James joy, because is this coming from James in the Bible?
Mm.
Vanity slave, wanna be paid, wanna be something you ain't, huh? Wanna be cool, look what you do for the approval and fame, huh? Pray to the savior, but nobody wanna be saved, huh?
You don't dive into that verse.
Yeah.
Have your way with me. I never meant to stray from he. Let patience work and ye may see you perfect without anything. That's almost like verbatim from King James. On the book of James. And that song, I wrote that a while ago, and it was like one of those songs, it was just like, it was a great vibe. And I was just like, this is good. But I was like, it was unfinished. And mm-hmm. then Kieran the Light was like, hey, I'm looking for features. And I was like, huh, let me just see. And I sent it to him, and he was like, yo, this is crazy. And then yeah. he did it. And then he did what he did. And it turned into this big song that I pushed as a single. Yes. And that was actually my first Christian collab that I ever did was Kieran. And so, you know, thank you to Kieran. That was a really cool moment for
That's
me.
That's another lyricist right there too, because telling you, when I say banger after banger, I'll be like, let's go. Anytime he drops it, I'm like, and we're going on play now.
Yes. Kieran is one of them ones.
Yes.
He don't get enough light. Like, for real. It's funny. His name's Kieran the Light, but I think there's like a weird thing with like some certain things in the industry where I'm like, certain people, I feel like they're not getting the shine, and that's okay, because this is all God's plan. But I look at Kieran and I'm like, man, y'all don't understand what Kieran's doing. And with Forgiven Music, with Kid Lee, KRL, and Don J, I'm like, yo, that's like the real heavyweights, in my opinion. Those four are crazy.
It is. And I'm telling you, because I remember when I first heard him, it was Alexa playing. I was like, hold up. Alexa, who? I was like, who is this? You know, like, that's when I first got introduced. Because I'm like listening to the lyrics and I'm like, pause for a second. Who is this individual? And that's when I had my first introduction. So you're facts on facts with that. Let's get into number three, because not three, 13, because we wind it down to the end of the album. Hoodwink.
Yes.
Hoodwink. Talk about the title.
Where your dollars at? Where the blessings that he promised? Can you count on that?
That's the trick of the enemy. That's the trick of the enemy.
Hey, that's the trick of the enemy. You can't be hoodwinked, right? Like, so I needed to bring it back. I needed one more banger. This is a very eclectic album. I don't have a lot of bangers. And so this is another beat switch where it's very chill in the beginning, and then it really dives deep into a real beat switch and starts banging. And it's sort of like a serious song, like, hey, like, you know, but also it's one of those performance songs where I essentially, what I wanted to do was, you know, we all get tricked. Like, we have to understand the devil, he's been doing this forever. So, like, we can't look at things like, oh, well, I'm not going to get tricked. Or I'm not, like, nah, bro, that's how you get tricked. So whenever you diving into something potentially, and you may think, oh, that's okay, or whatever, you know, we all talk about different pitfalls and things with our friends and with people that we fellowship with. It's like, I wanted to stick in that head, that's the trick of the enemy. So it's like, that's the trick of the enemy. That's the trick of the, you know, you see that bottle over there and you think, oh, I want more to drink. No, that's the trick of the enemy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what that was
about.
I love that one. So then we go into number 14, The Walk. Let's talk about that one.
Because we all know. Walk. Yes, This Walk.
And then God showed me something. Love. I put love into things that don't mean nothing. Try. Baby, I tried to love it.
This Walk was a really personal song. You know, just wanted to talk about my family a little bit, talk about my brother, my dad. And then just really let people hear my heart. And like that, when I first made this album, like, it wasn't for all the people that it's for. It was really just for my brother and for my mom and for like my friends. And it was like, y'all sing my song, so like this album's for y'all. And that's what this song really embodied, was just trying to bring a different vibe and just a heartfelt vibe, you know?
Because I know there was one part where you were like, I just want to help save my people. Mm-hmm. Lord knows they still deceive. He said, my son have faith. Even Jesus' brother didn't believe.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I was like, here I go. Whoa. And I'm queen of screaming. People who know me, they be like, because I'd be like, whoa, did you hear that? You know, and I miss like, pull up, roll it back. I went back to that and I was like, come on with it, man. Like, when you're writing, man, because I know you said the Holy Spirit just like leans into you, man, and you can hear it, because like even when you're writing, man, it takes a level of connectivity to Christ and the word to say that. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Because you come on, let's be real. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could have wrote anything. There's so much truth in that because it's from the word of God, right? But then it has so, when we read that out of the word of God, if somebody goes back and reads the word, it's like even magnify, like, my God, like,
even Jesus, brother, didn't believe. Like, and someone who's a new believer, like, these are things that brought me back. I'm like, what? I didn't even know Jesus had a brother. You know, I was like, hold up. Jesus got a brother? That was crazy to me. And then it's like, oh, you know, and I'm thinking like, I'm like, I want to save my brothers. Like, my brothers don't believe. Like, they need to be saved. And I'm just like, you know, God speaking to my heart. Like, look, Jesus's brother didn't even believe. So just have faith that you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Just have faith in God. Plant your seeds and have faith.
Amen to that. So we round up. You got Godchild as the end of the album. What, when it closes out, what is your prayer for your listeners to get from the full album and that last track?
He messed up the little faith, yeah, but that was all he needed. Ran back to the father and by his surprise, he had his own spot. Oh.
Hey, Cypher the second, Aaron the second, reborn in Christ, to carry the message. We stuck in Egypt, we stuck in flesh, the blood will free you. Whatever's left, just die for your freedom, a child of the kingdom. I know you feel this, a God
for last track is my favorite track, man. Like, that was one, and like, the God completely led that track. I had other people in mind for it.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be my guy, Josh LaCroix, who, you know, I sent it to him just on a whim, like, bro, I don't know why I didn't think about you for it. And he sent it back to me like before I even woke up. And it was like, he was like, man, this is the quickest verse I ever wrote. I knew God was on this. And it, I didn't even plan on making a title track, like a Godchild track. And it was, it just sort of turned into this thing where it's like the instrumental was just, I mean, I love the instrumental so much. It's just so unique and musical.
Yeah.
And I just, I wanted people to understand by the end of the album, right, where I say, you know, I really reveal who this child was. And the very last verse, I say the same verse that I did in the first song, you know, woke up from this mad place, wiping tears from my damp face. And that whole thing I'm talking about, like, I'm really talking about when I went through a trip, when I was like on drugs, and like, I went through these spiritual revelations and I pretty much experienced hell. And I realized, like, you know, and I didn't really know where I was at.
Yeah.
And the whole story of the child, it's not a real story. I didn't actually see a child. I didn't actually see myself.
Yeah.
But it was like God showing me who I am to him in the worst of moments. Because I wake up from this place and I'm like, I remember just not really questioning everything, questioning God, questioning the devil, questioning things that I knew on my heart. And I get to this place where I see this child, and then, you know, the whole album is, it's this child of, and it's like, who is this child? And it's essentially, it's me. It ends up being me. You know, it's not this angel. It's not an angel. It's not Jesus. No, the child was me, is what I reveal at the end of the song. And it's essentially saying, like, God gave me the blessing of showing me who I am to him in his kingdom. Like, this is who you are to me. And, you know, like, you want me to show you your potential? This is your potential. Boy. This child is who you need to become. And if you become this child, this is when, you know what I mean? And it was just this idea of, like, who I am to God. And that was just, and I wanted to tell a story around it. Like, if it was a real, it was a real thing, like, God, it could be one day, you know, who knows? Yeah. God could do anything.
Yeah.
Where, like, I really have an encounter with this child and I don't know who it is. You know, people say they've had encounters with angels before and things like that. And it turns out to be me. And it was that was, you know, that was like the big climactic point of the album.
For the movie. Right?
Yeah.
I think, thank you for sharing, man. Cause y'all, we got through that, my brother. We got through that. I think the beautiful thing with you sharing is so many testimonies of your life, your journey. It goes back to originally what you said about just your music, right? A journey of a saved sinner. Someone just sharing that, hey, I went through the drug. I went through the soul ties. I went through new age thinking. And these moments matter so much for that one person who will listen to the station and say, man, I used to be on that, or I used to do that, and understand what God is doing in your life and the redeeming that he's giving on your life, the light that he's shining, and not being afraid to share your imperfections. Not being afraid to share your past, man, is a beautiful thing. So, y'all, you know what? Y'all give a round of applause for our brother in Christ. He took us through it, man. We got through it. So let's end it like this, right? If you create your favorite CHH event, man, or not even event, concert. We're going to go with concert. Who's on the stage with you? Let's get into it. Unlimited.
Man, my favorite, if I had to create an event, a CHH event, okay, yeah. Off top, I got to say Hovi, man. I think Hovi is just amazing.
Yes.
He's next up. I say him just off top. Dang, this is such a cool question. Do I have a limit?
No, I told you unlimited. It's
unlimited. Okay, so we're going to have Hovi on the stage with me.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have Karen the Light on the stage with me. Yes. We're going to have Kidley. We're going to have Childlike CC there. Oh, man.
Look at you.
We're gonna have I know, because I'm like, I could name so many people, but I don't want to leave people out. You know what I'm saying? But
we'll come back on tour with you. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to be concise of like, this is the dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know, all the people, they know I mess with everybody. But like, if I could have like the dream, it would be like Childlike CC, like Hovi, Karen the Light. And then like, I really like KRL and Don J like a lot. Okay. I like all the Forgiven music. Like you could just throw Forgiven music on there.
Okay.
And then I know I'm forgetting people. Gosh, man, there's so many dope people. Like, I think Scooty Wop is pretty fire.
Yes.
That would be, he would turn things up.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then, oh, that's who I'm forgetting. Duh, Indie Tribe. I got it. Like, everybody on Indie Tribe, they got, I knew I was forgetting, like, so
I wrote it down on my list for you, because I was like, I'm like looking down here like, hello?
I know I'm forgetting something, no big deal. Yeah. I'm about to grab his album, like, right after this, because you can get it.
Yes.
And then John Keefe, Mowgli, Tori Deshawn, and Mike, like that. You give me that. You give me that lineup, and I'm straight.
It's your girl, Danny B. You already know what it is. Let's give a round of applause for our man of God in the building, Syfy II, who spent time with Crown Radio Station on this wonderful podcast segment called Real Talk with Danny B. Make sure you follow our brother in Christ on Instagram at CYFE.II. You already know what it is. It's for the second, reborn, doing things of Christ. Make sure you download the album, God Child. Get in the room, 15 songs, 49 minutes of goodness, 2 years of God working on your boy to deliver you something great. Listen, I already told you what it is. Lock in with your boy. Follow him on all social media platforms. Make sure you download the music and make sure you keep praying for our favorite Christian creative, our favorite Christian hip hop artist, Syfy II. Let's go.
Yo, this is Syfy II, and right now you are listening to Crown, the radio station.
Hey, Syfy II, Aaron II, reborn in Christ, to carry the message, we stuck in Egypt.